CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the author of the forthcoming Gaza Conflict 2021, Hamas, Israel, and 11 Days of War. We go immediately to the same theater, but this time, promising news, I think. A headline in the New York Times tells you the mysteries. In reversal, Israel's new government engages with Palestinian Authority. Subhead, the government has held high-level meetings with Palestinian officials and aided the Palestinians economically. A sharp change from the previous government. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this sharp change. I understand. However, what is to be gained, what is to be lost in talks with Mahmoud Abbas, the longtime president of the PA? Good evening to you, Jonathan.
Good evening, John. So this is about a two-week-old story. It's interesting that it's taken this long to hit our newspaper headlines. But the bottom line is that Defense Minister Benny Gantz went to visit Mahmoud Abbas, a high-ranking official representing this coalition government. I think the goal really was to try to give a shot in the arm to the very weak and flailing Palestinian Authority in the aftermath of the May Gaza war. You'll recall that Hamas really took all the oxygen out of the room. All eyes have been on what's been happening in Gaza with the projectiles and the explosive balloons and all of the mayhem that Hamas has caused. Meanwhile, Mahmoud Abbas barely looks like a statesman. And so I think with some American urging and cajoling, the Israeli government has engaged. It's an attempt to legitimize Mahmoud Abbas. I'm not sure he fully deserves that as an aging autocrat who barely controls his territory, but this was a significant step, undoubtedly one taken in concert with the Biden administration.
I wanted to comment on speaking with Abbas. There is no one else, correct, Jonathan? That is one of the quandaries.
That is correct. The problem, of course, though, is that Abbas has had this iron grip on power. He rules the West Bank like, you know, an aging autocrat would in the Arab world. There is no space for any political dialogue among the Palestinians. And so there is even a debate among Israelis and even some here in the United States about whether he is the right person to talk to at all. That said, I think the U.S. and Israel have come to the conclusion that they need to do more to provide an alternative model to the Palestinians who right now feel as if they're unrepresented on both sides of the Palestinian divide.
There is a new government in Jerusalem. Naftali Bennett is the new prime minister, a younger prime minister. And there have been decisions made in these last days that struck me as unusual. For example, the New York Times features Palestinian housing units approved and paid for with Israeli aid. Is this an economic package? Do we believe there's more coming, Jonathan?
Absolutely. And you may recall that during the rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, there was a lot of talk about minimizing the conflict, not solving it, but minimizing it, with a major focus on economic assistance. And so right now, what we're seeing actually is that same process being put in place by Netanyahu's successor. Bennett sees the same benefits of trying to minimize the conflict through economic assistance. And so it's a broader package, political engagement, economic assistance, all with the goal of propping up this West Bank government, which really has been on life support in recent years.
Is it popular? Has Abbas given the signal that this is something he wants to do? Do the Palestinian people agree?
I think the Palestinian people are happy. The problem is that they're not happy with him. they're quite pleased to see additional assistance coming into the West Bank. But the question is, how much longer can this octogenarian leader hold on to power where he's barely, influencing the population in a positive way? He's not engaging with them politically. So there is a growing frustration. And in fact, there's a court case that's going on today in the Gaza Strip where 14 Palestinian security personnel were arrested for killing a protester, someone who was protesting against the Palestinian Authority. So Abbas is walking a tightrope. The Israelis and to a certain extent the United States are trying to help.
Mr. Bennett, the new prime minister, is this conversation meant to be steps towards the two-state solution? Is that what this is the context?
You know, I don't think anybody knows where Naftali Bennett stands on the two-state solution anymore. You remember that he ran under what was known as the Yamina Party. Yamina means right wing. And he was probably the one of the foremost proponents of settlements and other actions that would be viewed commonly as undermining the two-state solution. Now you see him engaging with the Biden administration, supporting the Palestinian Authority. It looks like an about-face, but ultimately, this is a prime minister who is pragmatic and who's trying to stay in power. He's just passed his first 100 days, and he's looking for any leverage that he can to remain in that chair, uncomfortable as it's been with that slim margin that he has.
Abraham Accords, does this decision for Benny Gantz, a military man, to talk to Abbas and others, I believe there are other figures in Israel who've been talking to Abbas, does this lend credibility, momentum to the Abraham Accords? We know we have headlines about Iraq wanting to have conversations. Does the Palestinian opening mean that Abraham Accords is stronger?
Well, look, I think when we look at the various machinations of peace in the Middle East, there's two approaches. One is top down and the other is bottom up. In other words, top down is when Israel engages directly with the UAE or Bahrain or Morocco or Sudan and they make these peace agreements. Bottom up is where Israel demonstrates that it is pragmatic and willing to work with the Palestinians, which is probably the primary stumbling block towards achieving additional agreements. When Israel can do both, as it's doing, I see that as ultimately a very positive development. In other words, they continue to engage with the Emiratis and the Bahrainis and others, while also signaling that they're willing to work with the Palestinians to address some of their concerns and their needs.
The Knesset is a many-splendored mystery to me. So let me recall that Mr. Bennett has a slim majority. I don't mean to characterize it in any exciting fashion. And I believe his majority contains those who represent the Israeli Arabs. Does this suit the Israeli Arabs either in his constituency or in his cabinet?
Certainly, I think it is appealing to them. I would say that the most notable politician in that coalition is Mansour Abbas. This is an Islamist, not just an Arab Israeli, but an Islamist and someone who probably is very uncomfortable with some of Bennett's previous positions. And so I think this probably serves to help. There are a lot of people who think, by the way, that the moment that Bennett seriously responds to a provocation out of Gaza, for example, that might collapse the coalition. But I suppose right now he's building up some goodwill.
We have about a minute, Jonathan. I take us to Gaza. That is the subject of your new book, Gaza Conflict 2021. Has Abbas commented on these meetings between Mr. Gantz and Mr. Abbas? Is it in Hamas's interest to intervene, to disrupt?
Hamas would like nothing more than to continue to scuttle whatever is building, whatever positive momentum is building. We saw Hamas come out and condemn Mahmoud Abbas for his recent speech at the United Nations. This has always been a conflict primarily between these two Palestinian factions who have diametrically opposed views about engaging with Israel and the Palestinians' position in world politics.
So we can expect Hamas for more provocations. Is that predictable, Jonathan?
Absolutely. Israeli officials tell me that Gaza remains on a knife's edge and that we could see the eruption of another conflict even before the end of the year.
Jonathan Shanzer, Senior Vice President for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. His new book forthcoming, Gaza Conflict 2021, Hamas, Israel, and 11 Days of War, could easily turn into Gaza Conflict 2021 Continued. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Data privacy, hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.